challenge of this Jets defense?
It's a challenge every week. You know, it's a challenge every week. I think this is the next biggest challenge for us. Everything is based off what we do. You know, our biggest thing, we can't focus on our opponents. We have to worry about what the Patriots are.
Yeah, you've been around this rivalry for a while. Can you just talk about how kind of big this rivalry is between the Jets and Patriots?
It's a big game. It's a very important game. You know, it's a division game. You know, regardless of where we place that right now, it doesn't mean anything. But this game could determine some things later on down the road. But it's a very big game.
It's going to be odd not seeing Revis out there. Have a little more room to
roam. Yeah, well, no, I mean, we all enjoy the competition. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's sad that he's down. You know, we never hope for bad for anyone, especially in this game that we're playing. But, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll bounce back and he'll be okay. But, you know, we always look forward to the competition.
Deion's been kind of a up-and-down season, I guess, with, you know, three close losses, three big games. I guess a lot of seasons are that way, but how do you kind of deal with the roller coaster nature of it sometimes?
Well, just take it one day at a time. One day at a time, one game at a time. You know, we can't start looking forward to the rest of the season. We have to take care of business right now. The Jets on the schedule, that's what we're worried about this week.
Talked about needing to get better. What are the things you see this team needs to get better at as you go forward?
Everything. Yeah. You know, we're not, you know, we're 3-3. You know, everybody want to say this about our team and say that, but we are what we are. We're 3-3. We need to get better on everything. You know, we'll be 6-0 if we felt like we were that good, but we're not. You know, just like there's, how many teams 6-0? 1-2? I'm pretty sure those guys got a lot of stuff to work on, too, but we have a lot of things to work on.
Is it easy to shut out the noise on a weekly basis? When you guys lose, it just seems to be a ton of chatter out there and negative talk and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that comes with it. You know, that comes with the game, that comes with the sport, with the team. But you got to have that focus. And I know we have it. You know, I don't think we're sitting back worried about the negative talk about our team. Because we got to control what we control. You know, the media is going to say what they're going to say. And we have to just worry about the Patriots.
Yeah, suffice it to say you guys are as tough as anybody as far as critics go.
That's your opinion.
Well, but even on yourselves. I mean, you know, on a weekly basis.
Oh, well, we're very tough on ourselves. You know, you have to be. You have to, especially in this business. In this game, you have to. I mean, nothing's easy. Nobody's going to give you anything. So we don't expect them to do it. We got to go out and work.
I think you mentioned after the game Sunday that figuring out how to close out teams is something that, you know, starts in the meeting rooms, on the practice field.
Right.
Is that something you're conscious of as you're here today and as you go out on the field?
No, we're not conscious. I mean, we know what's that task for us. We know what we got to do to get better. We see the mistakes that we made in the game. That's the stuff that we went over the last 2 days, and now it's all about going out trying to do those things better. And that's what we're going to do. We're not worried. I promise we're okay.